City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. Andrew Bedlam on the mic. We got Sean Bedlam, that lucky fuck Josh, Gavin, and Marley. We're going to have a fun Pogo party, starting off with the Casualty. The Casualties right there. Punk rock love. That coming off the For the Punks LP. How you guys doing? Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. And we got the Pogo crew radio here with us. How
I
you guys
am
doing?
So What's fucking up? Happy that you, me, and Sean got to catch Jorge's last fucking
Yeah, that
set.
Was actually really cool that it ended up being his last show and we were there.
Now, yeah, did you guys know that?
No, nobody knew.
I think Jorge knew it was his last show.
Okay. He didn't know.
He quit less than a week later, and I remember I messaged everybody in Pogo like, yo, Jorge quit the Casualties. Like, he's out. And we saw his last show, and we were like, wow, that's actually
that is pretty cool.
Well, because the next weekend was Fuck You, We Rule, and that's where Dave came out.
I thought
that night of their last show, it was decided like right before they went on or something like that. Like
he didn't say, like George didn't say a goddamn thing about it. It was
we're
going to
talk about this when
either.
The mics are muted because I've heard from some very, very, very reliable sources that quite a different story that we'll talk about.
Well, we didn't know about it.
All I know is that the Casualties owe the McConnell brothers about $100 because they won the chicken fight.
Yeah, me and Josh were chicken fighting each other.
They got thrown out for it.
What's fucking cool is that everybody in this room has seen the Casualties with fucking Jorge.
I've seen the Casualties like 57 times.
They were my first non-backyard show when I was 15.
I saw the Casualties with Dave once.
My first bigger punk show.
Yeah, I've seen them with Dave once. But that was the Casualties. We started off the show with third show of the night. We're a little fucked up. We're going to get to a new band. We'll tell you more about them after this track. This album just being released today. Matt Freeman from Rancid's new band, Charger, with Crackdown.
Were they born in NYC? We'll be right back.
All right, that was Charger right there with their track Crackdown. Now, Gavin was the one telling us about this band.
Yeah, I just found out today, actually, that the album was released. I had no idea they were working on anything. But I guess he got together with Jason Willer, who's the current drummer of Jello Biafra's Guantanamo School of Medicine. And it's a three-piece. It's those two and guitar
just
player
like Motorhead.
Andrew McGee. Nice. And we got Matt Freeman on bass and vocals in that band. And I just got to say, I really like it. Definitely has an awesome Motorhead feel to it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely had a Motorhead feel. I heard that right away. I was curious. You said it had a Motorhead feel to it. And I was like, I wonder if he's playing a distorted bass. But he's not. But that guitar and just the drums, everything as a whole, it's very Motorhead.
Can we play a Motorhead song? Can we play White Line Fever?
Sure, sure, sure. I was actually going to play the Clash song that we were talking about, but we'll play some Motorhead first since they seem to be the topic. What you want to hear? White Line Fever?
White Line Fever.
So talk about Motorhead while I bring this up.
Well,
what needs to be said about Motorhead?
What's Motorhead.
Your price? It's fucking Motorhead.
What's the price?
We don't have any juicy gossip on fucking Motorhead.
Now, one thing.
I've never seen them.
Not necessarily.
Has anybody seen Motorhead?
No one in this room has seen Motorhead.
No. Yeah, I haven't.
Now,
either.
Not necessarily a
What track am
Motorhead.
I looking for again?
White Line Fear. It's off their first album.
That's what I thought. Yeah, it's pretty
all
far.
All the way down.
Yeah, it's pretty far down there.
But
down.
Yeah,
down,
as I was
down.
Saying, not necessarily about
it's
Motorhead.
More in hell,
about
so down we go.
Josh is a little fucked up and awake for once.
About Lemmy,
surprising.
A scene not too long ago. I know it's been out for a while, but Lemmy collaborated with Wendy O. Williams a few times, and I seen they have an album out together. Not really 100% sure what album it was called, but seemed really awesome. And I heard that they did quite a few things together. So, I mean, Lemmy's the man. May he rest in peace. Mm.
Sean, it's not on the goddamn first album.
Just look it up, dude. That's not even the first album I think you were looking at.
Yeah,
just,
it was.
Just
it was. That was the first album then.
No, because it was like white. The first album's black with the...
That's what I was looking at.
You're looking at something in white.
Nope.
Here's
Motorhead with White Line Fever.
Lemmy versus Gigi. Who wins?
Lemmy. We'll be right back. starting to fuck up on the show now a little bit.
So we play the Clash now?
Third show.
That's where we were going.
Of the night. Sean hijacking it, apparently. Yes, let's get to the Clash. Coming off the self-titled album, here's White Riot. Showcase Showdown up next. That was the Clash. Let's go to jail.
I don't want to be imprisoned in my home. Chucking bracelet on my leg. Someone ever leaving me alone. What have I got out here with all this liberty? So put me on the inside and I'll get a lot of free. Let's go up the river. I'm not afraid of the chain gang. You won't need to guard me, I'm no defiant one. So throw away the key and throw it off a man to the penitentiary. Let's go up the river. Let's go off to jail. Let's go to the big house. Let's go to jail.
Let's get over to the Attics. Viva la Revolution.
Oh shit.
Come out of the hole, come out of the woodwork, come into the fold. Devils and fighters and lights to kill. Now with the bandits, stop on the hill. Open your windows, open your doors. Open your eyes to a freedom of thought. Cast. This revolution won't be the last. We'll be right back.
open your minds to a freedom of thought. That's in the streets and the carnival. Celebrate the victory now. Drink the wine from the rich man's cash. This revolution won't be the last. Take the
that fucking asshole Josh, he's all awake and shit, found a tape measure, and he's poking people from 20 feet away in the dick when they're not paying attention all night.
You can probably count on maybe two hands the times that Josh has been up here and he's still awake.
It's only 9:42 when we're shocked he's awake.
I'm surprised he's not on the floor
generous.
Sitting up, eyes closed, totally out, you know, surprised.
If you want me to go to sleep, I'm going to be generous, Marley.
Two hands, I would put money on it.
Fucking light. No, two fingers. You don't even need that second hand. That's how many times you stayed awake. One, two.
That's it.
Right here.
That's it. I think this is the first time with me being on Pogo that I've seen Josh awake.
You
the
bore
whole time.
Him that much.
Been here plenty of times, just not used to seeing Josh awake.
Josh awake.
Yeah, that's
Josh
how rare of an occasion this is.
Dude, you know what we should do? Knows. We should put googly eyes on Josh.
What?
Dude, all right, so
my stepmom, googly eyes. Has anyone been to Giant and seen that fucking robot that
that
creeps
crazy.
Around
I've
there?
All right, hold on.
I hate robots.
There's a bunch of different Giants.
Going back to the
grocery store.
We got like three conversations going on right now. Because we're on a show.
Andrew was confused about the googly eyes.
Yeah, let's go back
reference.
To googly.
So my little brother had to bring something into school, 100 days, needed something with 100 of. 100
days
so my mom,
morning.
My stepmom buys this huge bag of googly eyes, puts 100 googly eyes on a page and gives it to him to bring into school and decides to give Marley the rest of them so that she could just stick them on shit. So she's telling me that she's just going to go googly eye everything.
Marley's got googly eyes.
Yeah, she does.
I'm going to put them on my leather jacket, dude.
Oh, there you go.
Googly eyes on my fucking jacket.
Trendsetter right there.
But Gavin had to like set me straight and was like, do not put googly eyes on any of my stuff.
Yeah, she's like telling me how she's going to start throwing googly eyes on my paintings and shit. And I'm just like.
And on your penis.
Don't do that. You know?
Imagine Johnny Thunders up there with
googly eyes.
Honestly.
It would make every
fucking hilarious.
If there was enough googly eyes to put on every
poster.
Everything up here. Face on the post. All
that'd
be
great.
It would
just
be fucking hilarious.
What the fuck?
Everywhere.
There's literally like 100 opportunities up here.
So many faces to put.
Imagine if you were like
on.
Tripping and
dude,
like,
I was
like
just
that,
thinking
like that
the
negative
same
approach.
Thing all these fucking eyes, man.
Andrew, take a look. Like that
moving.
Negative approach poster right there. Yep. His face, the expression he's making.
The
just
nun on the black
eyes.
Flag.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The chicks with the sex tattoo.
The infant mortality one
on
would
their
be great.
Ass cheeks.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it would.
All right, let's get back to the tracks. Here's The Wheels coming off their 2018 release with "I'm So Tired of Living in the USA."
Words where a man to paint a
bad, right? Nobody said anything bad because
mics four and five.
Well, no, this is what I've been doing because it was just the three of us for a couple hours. So I've only been muting the first three mics and then leaving four and five unmuted. So,
all right, Josh, finally, did you guys
I think
say
we're good.
Anything?
It wasn't as bad as it was the first time.
I would rewind.
Nothing about the bodies in the basement.
I would cut the whole
thing. I
didn't say anything.
No bodies in the basement.
I didn't say anything about the body in my trunk or anything, so we're good.
Or the strap-on that I sold Andrew at my store the other day.
I've definitely bought strap-ons from your store, I'm not going to lie.
Can we stick some, like, we had the fucking suction cup
I bought
up
porn
ones,
from your store,
wall?
But not while you were working there. I haven't been in there in a while, actually.
Yeah, I've been there for, like, three months now.
It's funny,
now.
You might
I haven't been in there in
mom.
Probably a year or more.
Did your mom have one with the blue hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought many dirty things.
She knows you.
She knows you, and she remembers
what you bought. She knew exactly who
you were.
We had bought some dirty things. I used to love.
She knows.
Yo, you want to talk about feeling like a pimp? Try walking into a sex shop with like three bitches with you. Like, let's get this and let's get that and let's
get
that.
She didn't mention the bitches. Andrew, she just told me that you're always trying to promote Pogo City over there.
Yes, I am. We promote Pogo City at the sex shops, tattoo parlors, and pawn shops. That's where all the Pogo flyers
you know what's funny?
Oh, no wonder why the group of your followers is so classy.
Andrew, I know. That's who we so want, fun. Though.
I saw Jason last weekend, and he was talking about when you guys were hanging out at the Blank show, and he was like, I was talking to Andrew for a long time, and he talked about weed, women, and the stabs.
That about sums up.
That sounds like Andrew.
He was talking about getting weed, taking a dab, playing punk rock.
And then I forgot that I ate the edible because I was so high that I kept hitting Andrew's pen, making it all way worse for myself. I was fucking merch table locked.
No one was. Here's the deal, right? No one was merch table locked. There was either our entire crew of 20 people at the merch table or no one at the merch table.
I was about today.
I got a shout out to Jason. I noticed for a while everybody just left the table and he hung out. He hung out like a trooper. He did not have a good attitude about it.
And then when the band went on stage, I distinctively, like four songs through, all of us are in the front screaming in the mics. Renee looks at me and she goes, "Is anyone at the merch table?" And I went, "Nope."
Well, we asked because you're like, "Oh, someone's got to sit over there. Jason's over there.
Someone's
going to
go
like,
over
and
steal
something." I'm watching the set. And Andrew, you look back at the table and there's no one over there, and you're like, fuck it. No one needs to be over there.
See, me and Jason were there with the band, and we were there early. So we were in the green room, and I didn't know you two were coming. I would have had you bring Josh. So Gavin texts me. He's like, "Where are you guys?" I'm like, "Oh, you're here?" And I'm like, I go to Tim. I'm like, Tim's like, "So which one of you guys, me and Jason, is going to be working the merch table?" I said, "Well, Marley and Gavin are here. We can get them to do it.
Hey,
he was like, "They paid to get in." I was like, "So?"
I mean,
Andrew,
if you guys want to let
do
me
do we look
in
like
for
our name
free?
Is Josh? No.
I mean, I'll work merch for free admission.
Gavin, watch your words.
Up. I don't give a shit.
Watch your words. Nobody wants to fucking work merch.
I don't fucking care,
I know, because then the band's playing. You're like, son of
working merch is how you get your fucking keys lost and the merch table ends up being absent somehow in the night. Like, just fuck that. That's why we have Josh making ice and working merch.
Don't forget, though, you were working merch the night we met.
And my keys got lost, and I ditched the merch table to hang out with you.
Exactly.
But we met. So
it wasn't because I was working merch, though.
Well, it just so happened to be that way.
I don't mind.
I ditched the merch table to go hit on you.
If you could stay awake, Josh.
I did.
It was.
I did.
Josh fucking tells me that he's gonna watch that merch table. I go over there like 20 minutes later to go get a fucking drink or something, and Josh is like MIA, and I'm like, "What the fuck?"
All right. We just did a Denver band with the Wheels. Some shared members in the Bad English. Here they are up next with Oi Drunks.
Close. Almost out of beer. We don't fucking know.
All right, we're going to have a little... We're going to have another album, actually, that just came out 2 days ago. So we played Charger earlier. Now, the official release date of this album we're getting to next. 2 days ago, our boys in the Stolen Wheelchairs coming out of Philly talking about Oscar, Milo, a lot of good of them.
And
they just released
this album with the show, right? That was like a
record release. Yeah.
Talking to Jason, that was the show I was at.
Yeah, Philly. Yep. The day after the blank show.
Yeah, I really wish I could have made it, but you know, we ended up going to the blank show and just couldn't make that trek twice. You know, Wilkes Bar was pretty.
Did you guys drive home that night?
Yeah, we did.
Oh no, we didn't.
Yeah,
we didn't drive
fucking home. I know. We can Wilkes-Barre. Sorry, Wilkes-Barre.
It is not Marls.
It's Wilkes-Barre, like bears.
Yeah.
Like the Bears.
The Wilkes-Barre.
The Bears.
The Bulls. I was sitting there with Mike and Renee, and then Renee looks at me, she goes, is it Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre? And I'm like, honestly, I'm not fucking friendly. I say it differently every time because I don't know. And they kept saying Wilkes-Barre, and then I went to the clips out.
I've heard a lot more people actually pronounce
it Wilkes-Barre.
Wilkes-Barre,
right? Yeah,
Wilkes-Barre.
That's what I call it,
Pillsbury.
They call themselves the fucking Wilkes-Barbarians or something like that.
Of course they do.
He said, if you're a real asshole, Klug was telling me today he used to be a real kind of piece of shit up there.
I'm not going to talk on the mics about how I feel about some of the people from that area, but no joke, ran into like three of them motherfuckers while I was there. All right, here's the Stolen Wheelchairs with Vandalism. Stolen Wheelchairs right there, coming out of Philly. Just had the record release last Saturday. Pick that shit up.
Yeah,
did you get the record?
I did get it. Well, yeah. I did get the record. Colin bought me one because I bought him drinks and shit. The singer Oscar, he fucking gets off the stage. He runs into the crowd and shit, and he's only like 17. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's coming on here. Him and Milo, they're supposed to be coming on here. But we've been talking about this for like 2 months, and nobody's schedule ever meets up because they're all in like five bands.
Make sure you tag both them guys in this fucking post on Facebook so they hear it, and then
they'll do it.
And then they fucking come on.
Well, because Jason, when he was here, he was like, "Yo, how about we get Oscar and Milo here?" And then we started talking. They were like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah," but we can't ever figure out a date that works because Milo's going over to fucking Europe with Battalion Zoska because they're playing Blackpool, so they're gonna be gone for a little bit.
They're playing what, at Rebellion Fest?
Yeah, Battalion Drugettes. Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're all playing at Rebellion Fest. Now, a band you guys can catch at the pool party of, what the fuck's that thing called? Punk Bowling in Vegas with Blank 77. We were talking about the Drugettes playing in Europe. Rachel going to be filling in on bass at this show. So catch Sloppy Seconds and Blank 77 at the Hangover Party, pool party, on Monday, I believe. So, yeah, I lost my track here. Sloppy Seconds with Steal Your Beer. All right, that was Sloppy Seconds right there. I am getting a, I'm losing interest. I'm getting a little fucked up. This is going to be the last song.
This is work to him.
It's, yeah, you guys, I'm the one who controls everything.
Poo.
You're the one who's the most fucked up next to fucking Sherlock over here.
I know, and I have
who's
to press all the buttons.
Who's still awake, might I add.
Yeah, but
Josh,
he's still awake. Talking like he's in slow
sitting
motion.
Sitting up, smiling.
Here. Josh is feeling
I'll
all
be
right.
awake longer than any of you guys.
Yeah, fucking
we'll
right.
see. We'll see about that.
All right. We're going to get out of here with this next one. Come out to the local shows. We got Blank 77, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band, the Parasitics, Anti-Citizen, and the Despise playing at the Nazareth Jacksonian June 22nd. We got shows going on there August 17th, July 20th, and September 4th, you can catch the Stabs with the Vibrators on the Pogo stage. So come out to them. Thanks for downloading, everybody. Leave us a 5-star rating and tell your motherfucking
6-star
rating.
4-star.
Leave us a 37.
Do what you want. Who writes your rules
about
for Rebellion?
Did you say a porn star rating?
Star.
Leave us a porn star rating.
I said 4-star.
A 4-star. Oh, no. All right, yeah.
Sean,
leave us a porn star rating.
Don't tell them what to do. They write their own rules for Rebellion.
Well, the thing is, there's some pretty nasty porn stars out there with low ratings. So.
The porn shit happens, man. Like, I don't care.
But there's also a lot of
porn
stars out
there with high ratings.
Yeah, you want high-end porn star ratings.
Porn star.
That's going to cost you not what fucking Andrew has in his wallet.
Andrew don't have to pay. He just pays because it's fun.
No, people pay you.
Hey, it's been done.
Oh, we know. I wasn't fucking around.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Somebody take us off the air, please. All
right, here's Steel Toe Solution with Wrong Side of the Pond. Thank you.
today? Did I wake up in New Jersey or the fucking UK? Why the limey accent and the silly words spoken? Last time I checked, you grew up in Hoboken. I see the mindless antics and my mind is blown. From what I understand, a football is thrown. The Steelers make the playoffs, I get pretty excited. But I don't give a fuck about Manchester United.
I'm not pissed, I'm drunk, I don't shag, I fuck.
Are you one of them or are you one of us? I fly on glory, not Union Jack. And in the revolution, my side kicked ass. Fighting like you're British, you gotta be ignorant. You're worse than illegal, you're a wannabe immigrant. Move your ass to England if you think it's so bad. I'll make you eat a bottle if you call me lad. I got a lot of rage, and people like you trigger it. You sucking on a fat or a motherfucking cigarette.
I'm not pissed, I'm drunk, I don't shag, I fuck, I got style, I'm not a sus.
Are you one of them or are you one of us? Imitate, so I'm hanging with my boys, not with my mates. Frontin' like you're British, you're just about criminal. I sleep with women, not wing-feathered animals. I hear your line of stats, I know it's a farce. I'll kick you in the ass if I hear you say arse. You fill me full of nausea, you wanna be scrub. Now I'm going down the bar, not the motherfucking pub.
I'm not pissed, I'm drunk, I don't shag, I fuck.
Are you one of them or are you one of us?
I'm not this, I'm drunk, I don't shag, I fuck, I got a style, I'm not sus.
You wanna be Herman, here's a message from us.
Over.